Mislike me not for my complexion, the shadowed livery of the burnished sun to whom I am a neighbor and near bred. Bring me the fairest creature northward born where Phoebus' fire scarce thaws the icicles. And let us make incision for your love, to prove whose blood is reddest, his or mine. I tell thee, lady, this aspect of mine hath feared the valiant. By my love, I swear the best regarded virgins of our time have loved it too. I would not change this hue, except to steal your thoughts, my gentle queen.
In terms of choice, I am not solely led by nice direction of a maiden's eyes. Besides, the lottery of my destiny bars me the right of voluntary choosing. But if my father had not scanted me, and hedged me by his wit, to yield myself his wife who wins me, by that means I told you, yourself, renowned prince, then stood as fair as any comer I have looked on yet for my affection.
Even for that, I thank you. Therefore, I pray you, lead me to the casket to try my fortune. By this scimitar that slew the Sophie and the Persian prince that won 3 fields of Sultan Suleiman, I would awe-stare the sternest eyes that look, upraise the heart most daring on the earth, pluck the young sucking cubs from the she-bear, yea, mock the lion when a roars for prey to Wimby lady. But, alas the while, if Hercules and Lycus play at dice, which is the better man, the greater throw may turn by fortune from the weaker hand. So is Alcides beaten by his page, and so may I. Blind fortune leading me, miss that which one unworthier may attain, and die with grieving.
You must take your chance, and either not attempt to choose at all, or swear before you choose, if you choose wrong, never to speak to lady afterward in way of marriage. Therefore, be advised.
No, will not. Come, bring me unto my chance.
First, forward to the temple. After dinner, your hazard shall be made.
Your fortune, then, to make me blessed or cursedest among men.